Well, debate between the federal government and the opposition on asylum seeker policy has burst back into flame days after the sinking of a boat off Indonesia saw as many as 200 people drown. The government's released several letters it's written to opposition leader Tony Abbott, urging him to join discussions aimed at a compromise on offshore processing. But the opposition says unless the government puts forward a more concrete proposal, discussion would be pointless. Stephen Jedgett reports from Canberra.
The Immigration Minister Chris Bowen says it's a reasonable request. He wants to meet with the Coalition's immigration spokesman, Scott Morrison, and reach an agreement on how to process asylum seekers overseas.
I'm not a scary man. I don't see why Mr. Abbott is so scared of letting Mr. Morrison into a room with me to see if a mutually agreed outcome can be negotiated. We agree on offshore processing. We agree it's necessary. Surely it shouldn't be too hard.
The government wants to resurrect its Malaysia asylum seeker deal, but it needs support from the Coalition or the Greens to get legislation through Parliament. The opposition says asylum seekers should only be sent to countries that have signed the Refugee Convention. That excludes Malaysia, but would permit the Coalition's preferred option, which is Nauru. Mr. Bowen says he's willing to compromise with the Coalition to re-establish offshore processing, but he's reiterated his criticisms of Nauru and won't say what other proposals he'd be willing to consider. Neither will the acting Prime Minister Wayne Swan, who's also trying to ratchet up the pressure on Mr. Abbott.
Getting the wrecking ball out and smashing everything isn't leadership. The fact is that we decided to ask the opposition to sit down and constructively have a discussion.
For the moment, the opposition isn't blinking. Scott Morrison says it's unfortunate the government's decided to make its offer of talks public.
I think the government is trying to provide a smokescreen to avoid the need to actually deal with the hard discussions they have to have internally about how they fix this mess.
He says the coalition is willing to talk about offshore processing, but the government must first put forward a concrete proposal for it to consider.
And so it's not unreasonable for the coalition to simply say, make us an offer, put something on the table, and we'll talk about it. But until then, this is a hollow gesture.
Mr. Swan has rejected that.
No, but I don't think we should be putting parameters around the discussion. The Australian public really do expect us to sit down and to work our way through this issue.
The standoff is frustrating several religious leaders. The Australian Christian Lobby's Jim Wallace says there needs to be a bipartisan agreement to re-establish offshore processing.
We had Labor play with this in a politically opportunistic way during the 2007 election. We've now got the coalition playing with it for political reasons. And we need both to get together and come up with a solution to this. We can't have people dying in the gap like this.
And the Howard government's Foreign Minister, Alexander Downer, says the coalition should sit down and negotiate with the government.
Wayne Swan as the acting Prime Minister and Tony Abbott should organise their two teams to sit down in a mature and constructive way and nut out a solution to this to establish a new offshore processing facility.
Other Liberal luminaries disagree. The former Industrial Relations Minister Peter Reith says calling in the opposition is one of the oldest tricks in the book of political defences. In any case, both sides of politics remain deeply suspicious about the other's motives, which makes compromise difficult. The opposition believes the government is simply trying to neutralise public anger over its handling of asylum seekers by creating the appearance of bipartisanship. Labor believes Mr. Abbott wants it to put forward a specific proposal so he can publicly reject it, or so he can blame the government if it doesn't work.
Stephen Jedgett's reporting there.